The book of Exodus, chapter 24.
出埃及记二十四章十二节。
The book of Exodus, chapter 24, verse 12.
出埃及记二十四章十二节。
Exodus, chapter 24, verse 12.
神对摩西说：“你上到我这里来，住在这里，我要将十版并我所写的律法诫命赐给你。”使你可以教训百姓，十三节。
Verse 13，
摩西和他的帮手耶稣亚起来上了神的山，十四节。
Verse 14，
摩西对长老说：“你们在这里等着，等到我们再回来，有亚伦父我和你们同在，凡有赠送的都可以就近他们去。”十五节。
Verse 15，
摩西上山，有云彩把山遮盖。十六节。
16，
神的荣耀停在西乃山，云彩遮盖山六天。第七天呢、啊，他从云中照摩西。十七节。
Verse 17，
神的荣耀在山顶上，在以色列人眼前形状如烈火。十八节。
Verse 18。
摩西进入营中上山，在山上四十昼夜。那这是神给耶稣亚的第二个操练。
This is the second training the Lord has for Joshua.
啊，我们看到二十四章谈到神跟以色列民在西乃山立约。
Just now we read that the Lord had make a covenant with His people.On Mount Sinai.
啊，结果那些七十个长老，他们可以在山上，在那边吃喝，观看神。
And 70 elders were worshiping and looking at God.
后来神就呼召摩西，摩西带着耶稣亚就上到山顶。
And then the Lord called Moses to go up the mountain.
摩西进到山上啊，四十昼夜面对面见神。
And for 40 days, Moses had communion with God.
啊，耶稣亚就在他们等，等到摩西下来。
And Joshua was also were waiting down at the mountain for Moses to come down.
所以我们看到说啊，摩西，耶稣亚是一个相当好的一个帮手，非常的忠心。
We see that Joshua is a very good helper. He's also a very faithful helper.
啊，摩西叫他在那边等，他就一直等，等到。摩西下来。
So when Moses asked him to wait, he indeed waited until he came down.
然后才跟他一起下山。
And then together they went down the mountain.
然后我们从这一段圣经里面看到神对耶稣亚的操练啊，让他能够认识神的一个整个过程。
So here we can see that God has a training for Joshua to know who he truly is.
那这是我们一个服侍神的人呐、啊。要怎样认识神、亲近神，很重要的一个学习功课。
And this is also a very important lesson for us to learn, to know how to know God and get close to God.
啊，这个从出埃及记十九章开始。
It's from beginning of the book of Exodus.
以色列人来到西乃山。
The Israelites they have come to Mount Sinai.
啊，神叫他们要圣洁，因为神要在那边显现。
And God instructed that they have to be holy because He's going to reveal Himself before them.
啊，所以神要把诫命赐给他们。
And God will give them His commandment.
啊，当神在西乃山显现的时候，以色列百姓看不到什么形象。
And when God appeared before them, the Israelites could not see God.
他们只听到神的声音呐、啊，觉得相当可畏。
They could only hear him.
因为神在西乃山上宣告诫命。
Because God proclaimed his commandment on Mount Sinai.
啊，这个借着这个诫命啊，显明神的本质。
And it's from the commandment that reveal the essence of God.
让以色列民知道神是一个圣洁公义的神。
So then the Israelites will know that God is truly one that's holy.And one that is full of justice.
也要让以色列民啊尽到他们对神当尽的本分，以及对人当尽的本分。
And that with the commandment also instructed the Israelites to know their responsibility towards God and towards His people.
因为神要接纳以色列人成为他的子民。
And God wants to accept all these Israelites as his own children.
要让他们成为祭司的国度。
And that they want them to be a nation of priests.
那一开始的时候，以色列百姓说：“好啊，我们就要做祭司的国度，我们成为神的子民。”
In the beginning, they were rejoicing that they could be the nation of priesthood and be the chosen one of God.
那等到神在那里宣告诫命的时候。
And during the time when God was proclaiming the commandment,
整个山啊，非常的恐怖。
The whole mountain shook and was very terrifying.
雷锋闪电充满着密云。
And there was thunder and storm and lightning.
啊，那个叫声啊，很大。他说百姓都在那边发抖。
And the Israelite was terrified and they were shaking in fear.
他说山啊，好像在烧窑一般呢。
And the mountain looks like it was on fire.
整个山都大大的震动。
And the whole mountain was shaking very violently.
所以那个时候以色列百姓就看到神的那种威严呐、啊，
So they were in awe. They were in awe with the power of God and His glory.
啊，他们就
was manifest
感到很恐怖。
But at the same time, they were full of fear. They were very afraid.
然后对摩西说啊，还是神跟你讲话就好了。
And then he said to Moses.Maybe it's enough that God will talk to you alone.
啊，看神要我们做什么，你告诉我们，我们都会做。
And we'll do whatever God wants us to do.
因为我们不敢直接啊去面对神。
Because we're too afraid to face God.
因为我们怕说被神把他们击杀死掉了。
Because we're afraid to be killed by God.
所以我们看到说，在旧约时代，神跟以色列民立约的时候，因为他们是在律法之下。他说那个时候神是非常的威严呢、啊。
So in the Old Testament, because they were still living under the Old Testament, it is they feel that God was one that's very powerful.
啊，百姓啊是非常的恐怖。
And they were very afraid of God.
啊，那个时候他们没有看到神的形象，只是听到神。
And they only hear about God, but they never see God.
后来神把诫命律法都告诉他们以后。
But after when God has given them his commandment and law,
在二十四章啊，就是以色列民跟神立约。
And in chapter 24 is a covenant that God has confirmed with his people.
啊，立约的时候就先叫他们把那个牛杀掉啊，把那个牛血啊分成两盘。
And prior to this covenant, he instructed them to sacrifice cows and then. Separate the burnt offering in halves.
啊，一半的血啊，就把它洒在祭坛下面。
And half of the blood must be sprinkled underneath the altar.
啊，然后把这个约书啊，就是律法诫命啊，向百姓宣读一遍。
And then, following that, Moses has to teach, has to take the book and read the covenant to the people.
百姓说啊，神所要求我们的，我们都要做。
And they responded, "We will do everything the Lord has." Said, and we will obey.
摩西再把另外一半的血啊洒在百姓的身上。
And then next, Moses took the blood and sprinkled it on the people.
Said, 所以我们一般讲说这个旧约了，就是神借着牛羊的血跟百姓立约。
And so in the Old Testament, it's often that God used the blood of the animals. To make a covenant with his own people.
所以以色列人呢、啊，就成为神的百姓，神就做他们的神。
And after that, the Israelites become the people of God, and God becomes their God. Their God.
啊，然后立约完以后啊，这些长老啊，他们就在山上在那里吃筵席。
And after this covenant was confirmed, they have the feast.
他说神啊，就在。那个当中显现出来
，and God appear among them。
他说他的脚下好像那个蓝宝石啊，非常的透明，非常的清净。
And under his feet was something like a pavement made of sapphire。
他说他们可以在那边一方面观看神呐、啊，又在那边又吃又喝啊。
Clear as the sky itself, and at the same time they can see God, and at the same time they can eat and drink。
因为已经跟神立约了。
Because they have
已经有血的记号了。
Make a covenant with God, with the sign of the blood.
所以他们可以在那里观看神，但是神的手不会去伤害他们。
So they could see God, and God's hand, will not harm them.
啊，所以他们从那个听见神呐、啊，进到了看到神。
So they saw God, and they could, hear God.
我们带人信仰的过程也是一样，我们要先听到神。
So the same with our path of faith, we must first hear God.
我们听到福音啊，啊，借着这样来认识神。
It's from hearing about the gospel that we slowly come to know who.
但是我们的信仰不可以停留在主听的程度。
But our faith should not just stop at stage of listening.
我们要进一步啊，去看到神。
The next stage is to see Him.
所以耶伯说啊，我从前风闻有你。
Job once said that before I heard of you.
但是我现在亲眼看到你。
But now I truly see you.
虽然他本来也是敬畏神，远离恶事啊。
So he is a man who was very righteous. He depart from all evil doing and.
他知道有神，也在照着神的旨意在行事。
He know there is God, and he do his, he make his life worthy of God.
啊，但是经过了神给他一个训练以后。
But after all the trainings, as we know, that happened to Job,
后来他对神的认识更进一步了。
His understanding of God is much deeper.
他不只是听到神，而且说我亲眼看到神。
Not only he has heard of God, now he see God with his own eyes.
我们有时候只是停留在一种听闻的程度。
So sometimes faith just lies in the stage of just some hearing.
啊，所以我们有时候信心啊没有办法坚固下来。
And that's why our faith cannot be firm.
所以圣经里面说，以利的时代啊，因为神的默示很少。
And during the time of Eli,
啊，所以神的言语稀少，他们就不晓得该怎么办。
And the work of God was few, and they hear very little thing of God.
甚至他的儿子都犯罪得罪神呢。
And even his children sin against God.
当以色列人跟外族打仗的时候，就失败，耶柜也被掳去了。
And when the Israelite was fighting against the enemy, their ark was even stolen by the enemy.
所以虽然是神的选民的国度，
so even they were chosen people.
但是因为神的话语稀少，没有默示。
But the words of God at the time was very few, and they couldn't hear anything that of God.
所以神的百姓就放肆啊，就离开神。
And slowly they live a life astray and departed from God.
所以神的荣耀就离开百姓了。
And as a result, the glory of God departed from the life.
我们今天在神的教会里面，我们要亲自看到神的作为。
Today we are in the church of God, we must truly see the words of God.
所以哥罗西书里面说，我们要去满心知道神的旨意。
So in the book of Colossians, it says that we must know what pleases God and the will of God.
所以我们不只是一种风闻有神，而且要亲眼看到神。
So not only we hear God today, we must see God.
其实神在教会里面的作为能力很多啊。
There are many works of God in church.
我们要冷静的啊去观察。
And around us, we must pay attention to all His works.
我们如果看到神在我们当中，我们就不敢放肆。
And when we see the doings of God in our life, then we will not do things that displeases.
我们要讲话，要做什么事情，我们就非常谨慎。
So in our words and our deeds.Will be very prudent.
因为神就在我们当中。
Because God is among us.
所以我们一定要能够去看到神。
So we must see God.
然后呢，摩西带着一些，摩西就带着耶稣亚在上到山顶。
So then Joshua continued and next brought Moses up to the mountain.
摩西在那边等了六天。
So Moses waited for 6 days.
到了第七天呢、啊。神就叫他再上去啊，所以40天当中，神跟摩西面对面讲话。
And on seventh day, God called Moses to go up, and for 40 days, the Lord talked to Moses.
指示他一些造会幕的一些规矩。
And instructed him how to build the tabernacle.
啊，然后又把诫命啊写在石板上。叫他带下来给百姓遵守。
And also he wrote his commandment on the tablet stone and asked him to bring the commandment down to his people to obey them.
所以摩西不只是看到神，而是跟神非常的亲密。
So Moses not only saw God, but he was very close with God.
所以圣经里面说，摩西是神啊所认识的人。
So the Bible says that Moses is one that God knows.
因为他可以。跟神啊面对面讲话。
Because he can talk to God face to face.
所以有的人啊在毁谤摩西。
So some people, they with scandals against Moses.
神就出声音为摩西作证。
And God stood out and spoke for Moses.
说你们当中啊，如果有先知的话，我是借着异象异梦来警示他。
And if among you there are prophets, I speak to them through dreams and signs.
当然是摩西不是这样。
But for Moses, it's different.
因为他是可以面对面跟我讲话的人。
He's the one that I can speak face to face to.
所以我们看到说摩西跟神之间的关系是何等的亲密。
So we can see that Moses has a very, very close relationship with God.
而这个耶稣亚因为他是做摩西的帮手。
And Joshua, because he's a helper of Moses.
所以摩西带着他上山。
And when Moses brought him up the mountain.
所以他就在那里等啊很亲近摩西的地方。
And so, he waited, for Moses as he was, talking.
我们看到亚伦跟户珥他们在山下。
And we know that Aaron and Hur was down on the mountain.
要等摩西等好久啊，不下来。
They waited for Moses for many days, but Moses did not come down.
结果百姓就说啊，你看那个摩西不晓得到哪里去了。
And then the people start to complain and said, where did Moses go for such a long time?
啊，你不如为我们造一个神啊，啊来带领我们。
And then said, why don't we make ourselves a golden cow?
后来亚伦就答应他们说你们把你们的金器通通拿来。
So then Aaron said, okay, just take out all your gold and jewelries.
啊，结果就为他们造了一个金牛啊，他们在那边服侍，在那边唱歌跳舞。
So they made a calf out of gold. So then they danced around it and sing and worship it.
但是我们看到这个耶稣亚就不一样。
But Joshua was different from the rest.
摩西在山上四十昼夜没有吃没有喝。
When Moses was up the mountain not eating and drinking.
耶稣亚等在那里当然也没有什么东西可以吃了。
Same with Joshua when waiting for Moses, he same did not eat and drink.
但是他没有逃走，他就在那一直等，等到摩西下来。
But he did not run away. He was just sitting there waiting for Moses to come down.
我们看到说这个一个神用的工人就是这样造就出来了。
So the work of God is this, how he has been trained by God himself.
能够照着摩西的吩咐就在那边等，一直耐心等候到摩西下来。
He's a very obedient servant. He waited for Moses as instructed very patiently until he come down.
啊，所以他可以在那边呢，在山上的地方啊。他也能够一起瞻仰神的荣美
了。So the same, he was able to be on the mountain, looking at the glory of God.
所以我们一个人认识神呐、啊，很重要。
So the same for all of us today, when we come to see, to know God is very important.
我们如果真正认识神的话
，If we truly know who God is,
我们就不会离开神。
Then we will not depart from God.
啊，为什么有的人呢、啊？他体会不到神，感受不到神。
Why is that some of us cannot feel God and cannot see God?
因为有时候我们生活太忙碌了，我们没有时间去思考有关神的事情。
Because in our daily life we're so busy that we never really take time to meditate upon the doings of God.
有时候我们面对了一些困难呢、啊，我们被这些困难的环境把我们压住了。
And oftentimes when we're faced with difficulties in life and we're being stressed by life's problems.
那我们所看到的就是一个困难的环境，但我们没有办法看到神。
What we see are difficulties and more difficulties, and not God.
以色列民有十二个探子去窥探迦南地。
There was an incident in the Bible that says there were 12 spies that went out to the land of Canaan.
结果他们当中有十个人所看到的，哇，他们城墙很高大，他们人呐、啊，好像巨人。
And of the 12 spies, were 10 of them that saw all the scary things that in this land, enemies and high walls.
我们怎么有办法跟他们征战？我们会变成他们的食物啊！
So these spies came back with bad report of that place and thinking that it's impossible to fight against enemies there.
因为他们面对所遇到的一些困难的环境啊，结果就被吓倒了。
So what the spies saw all the difficulties ahead of them.
亚兰的军队啊，把以利沙所住的城市把它围起来。
The same with the Aaron's enemy, he took over the spot of the Elijah.
因为亚兰军队啊，他们在计划说我们要去怎样去攻打以色列人。
And the Aaron, they were planning how to attack the Israelite.
啊，那神都让以利沙知道，以利沙就叫以色列王说：“你在哪里防备
？”And God has given signs to Elijah, and Elijah knew exactly where the enemies are and prepared a king.
结果啊，亚兰军队来啊，以色列人都在那边防守。
So when the enemies of Aaron came, the Israelites were all prepared.
他说亚兰王就怀疑啊，你们当中啊，谁是当 spy 时，谁是间谍啊？
So King Aram, they were very, they were wondering who was a spy that knowing that they will come and attack them.
我们在密室里面所讲的怎么会漏出去？怎么以色列人都知道？
So how did our strategy now reveal to the Israelites that they knew that we are coming?
有一个大臣说啊，不是啦，以色列人当中有先知啦。
But one of the captains says that no, it's not that any spies had come upon us, but it's rather there was a prophet among the Israelites.
所以王就带着军队啊，把这个先知的城啊，多丹城把它围起来。
And so then the king was able to surround this city of Jotham.
那个时候，以利沙的仆人啊，早上起来。
So the workers of Elijah woke up the next day.
发现说啊，他们已经被敌人的军队把他们包围了。
So the servant realized that they were surrounded by enemies.
啊，他说，哀哉啊，我们被包围了。
Woe to us, we have been surrounded.
那以利沙说啊，你不要怕了。
But Elijah said, do not be afraid.
比我们跟我们同在的比他们更多。
What is with us is much more than these enemies that surrounded us.
后来神就开启这个仆人的眼睛。
So God opened the eyes of these servants.
他就看到很多的天使天兵啊，保护着他们。
And these servants all of a sudden saw there are many, many angels protecting them.
后来以利沙就祷告神。
And at that time, Elijah, he prayed to God.
让那些亚兰军啊，让他们眼睛昏花，然后把他们带到撒玛利亚城。
And confuse the eyes of the enemies and then later on destroy them.
啊，叫王准备一个大筵席，让他们吃饱以后才送他们回家。
To confuse the eyes of the enemies that they were not able to see them.
所以以后啊，亚兰军啊都不敢来攻打以色列人。
So later on, the Aram soldiers were not able to come attack.
所以我们有时候就好像这个以利沙的仆人呐、啊。
So sometimes we are like the workers of the servants of Elijah.
看到一个困难的环境，我们就被吓呆了。
When we met with difficulties, we are so terrified and afraid.
但是我们要求神啊，像让我们像以利沙一样。
But we must pray to God to allow us to be like Elijah.
啊，打开我们心灵的眼睛。
To open our spiritual eyesight.
让我们看到啊。其实神都住在看顾我们，都在保护我们。
To let us see that God is one that who has been protecting us all this time.
所以人往往会对神不认识，会离开神呐、啊， so, 就是因为啊，因为被环境困难所困住。
So a lot of time when people choose to depart and leave God is because of the environment that has overcome them.
所以保罗说，我们要凭着信心，不是凭着眼见。
So that is why Paul said that we must live by faith, not by sight.
啊，眼见是暂时的。
What we see is only temporary.
但是凭着信心，我们可以看到神的能力，看到人所没有办法看到的事情。
But with faith, we can see the power of God and the power that no human can see.
啊，所以我们要认识神，亲近神呐、啊，我们就是要常常领受神的话。
So we must to know God and get close to God. We must always come close to the words of God.
啊，跟神有一个很密切的交通。
And to have a very close communion with God.
有时候借着同龄之间的勉励呀、啊，啊，团契分享一些属灵上的经验。
And sometimes it's from a fellowship that we can share our faith with one another.
啊，可以让我们呢、啊、跟神的关系越来越亲密。
So that our relationship with God can be much closer.
啊，我曾经见证过啊，我们在南加州现在有一个刘邦庆长老啊。
And once I have given this testimony in Southern California, church there, there was this elder, 刘邦庆。
啊，他的长老娘啊，啊曾经啊患红斑性狼疮啊，他身体的器官都坏掉了，而且都不只是昏迷啊，断气了。
And Elder Liu's wife was suffering from lupus, and later on, she then died of lupus because of the lack of immunity to fight.
那刘长老的妈妈每天花很长的时间都在祷告。
At that time, Elder Liu was praying a lot for the daughter.
她每天啊至少祷告两个小时。
And she was praying for the daughter-in-law for at least 2 to 3 hours a day.
啊，祷告完以后就是读圣经。
And after when she prayed, she will read the Bible.
啊，有一天啊，祷告完。
And after when she read the Bible,
啊，把圣经翻开。
After when she prayed and she flipped the Bible,
啊，刚好是诗篇107篇。
She turned to the Bible and she found this Psalms 107.
啊，讲到说，有时候人因为自己的过患受苦楚。
And in the book of Psalms, it says that sometimes a person suffer because of his own wrongdoing.
啊，厌恶食物，后来就临近死门。
And that hates food and then later on die.
而在苦难当中啊，就呼求神。
Loaded out food and then and during the and during difficulty, cries to the Lord in their trouble.
他说神就发命令啊，就医治他，让他脱离死亡。
And then God later on saved them from all the distress.
他读到这段圣经以后，就打电话回去给他的儿子。
So when she read these verses in 1819, she called her son.
说他的媳妇不会死了。
And she said to the son that my daughter-in-law will not die.
因为圣经里面应许说啊，这个圣经就是神在向我们说话呢。
And she said that she read the Bible is like the Bible the words God telling her.
说虽然临近死亡啊，但神会发命令会医好他。
Even though the person is near the gates of hell, but God will ultimately save them.
啊，所以主要向神祷告就是了。
So she told the son that you just need to continue the.
那真的，神让他从死亡当中又活过来。
And then truly, the wife then raised from the dead.
啊，神要医治人呐，很快啊。
It's very fast when God wants to cure a person.
本来医生说啊，就是能够活下来，也要一辈子洗肾。
And at first, the doctor pronounced that even though she's going to live, she will have to go for dialysis all her life.
那个内固醇啊，要吃一辈子。
And that she will have to continue to be medicated for a whole.
但是神的医治却也完全。
But God's cure was complete.
啊，不要洗肾啦，药也不必吃啦。
Not only she need to go through any kidney dialysis, she need not have to take any medication at all.
他说，当人享受了神的慈爱。
So truly, when a person has tasted the blessing and the love of God,
啊，就要述说神的奇事啊，啊，接着这样来称赞他呢。
Then you must give thanks to God.For his unfailing love.
所以有时候我们借着神的话，真的会带给我们安慰，带给我们鼓励，带给我们信心。
So truly, sometimes when we read the Bible, His word would give us a lot of comfort and faith and strength.
我们有一个姐妹啊，啊，她医生跟她检查是癌症。
There was one sister. She was diagnosed with cancer.
而且开刀了以后，发现说已经扩散了。
And after biopsy, she found out that the cancer has spread.
医生就跟他讲说要赶快做化疗。
And that she will have to go for chemotherapy.
啊，就想说我到底要听医师的还是要靠神啊，就很犹豫。
And then she was wondering whether she would depend on God with prayer or go and seek for help from the doctor.
啊，他就一直祷告，一直祷告。
So then she continued to pray.
然后完以后啊，也是要读圣经，就翻开。
And after when she prayed, she turned the Bible and she found a verse.
是诗篇118篇。
That moved her, and it's in Psalms 118.
我们看诗篇118篇。
Let's turn to Psalms 118, 118.
诗篇118篇第八节。
Verse 8.
118篇第八节。
So Psalms 118, verse 8.
说投靠神啊，强过依靠人。第九节，投靠神强过依靠王子。
Verse 9。
要不要来十五节
？Verse 15。
118篇十五节。
Psalms 118 verse 15。
说在义人的帐篷里有欢呼拯救的声音，神的右手施展大能。十六节。
Verse 16。
神的右手高举，神的右手施展大能。十七节
，Verse 17，
我必不至于死，能要存活，并要传扬神的作为。十八节
，Verse 18，
神虽然严严的惩治我，却未曾将我交给死亡。十九节
，Verse 19，
给我敞开一门，我要进去称谢神。 所以神有时候就借着圣经向我们讲话呢。
So, sometimes God speaks to us from His words in the Bible.
啊，当然，我们不是说故意去翻一篇圣经啊，来看看说，哎，神什么意思
？But I don't imply that we just turn over the Bible and immediately want to see.
不是故意去翻的啦。
Talk to us.
而是在祷告当中一直想说，神啊，我该怎么办？该怎么办
？But it's rather from prayer that you seek to ask God what you should do.
啊，就是祷告看圣经，祷告看圣经哦。
And then oftentimes when person is in distress, this is what they will do. They will pray and read the Bible.
啊，对，祷告完了以后，圣经一打开。
And after when a person pray and read the Bible,
所以他觉得说神的启示相当明显。
And then she felt that this revelation from God was very.
说你要专心靠神啊，强过靠人。
That you must depend on the Lord more than you depend in man.
说在神的帐篷里面有欢呼拯救的声音呐、啊。
And then in the tent of God, there's the sounds of joy and victory.
因为神要借着他全能的右手要施展大能。
Here it says that the Lord's right hand will do my mighty things.
所以神应许说啊，我。虽然在患难当中不至于死亡
and then here it says that I will not die but live in
difficulties 要存活还要传扬神的作为
that I will continue to live and proclaim what God has done
那所以他就凭着信心啊神就看顾他保守他的生命啊
and so with faith God took care of her and protect her
刚这个姐妹啊打电话给我的时候她说她看到这个段圣经
So this sister called me and she said that this was what she read in the Bible
我说啊我在二十几年前还没当传道的时候
And I said to her that 20 some years ago before I was preaching
因为那个时候我在公司上班
At the time I was working still I was in the preacher
后来我生病啊吐血他大概休息了半年
I remember I was very ill for a period of time and I was away from work for half a year
那个时候人在病痛当中啊有时候信心没有掉
So during the time when I was very ill I remember I almost lost my faith
我本来在教会当负责人
I remember I was in charge of several duties
我问信徒啊看到人家病痛的啊祷告啊祷告就好了
And I remember when I went visitation and looking at members who were sick I always tell them just pray and pray
自己生病了以后
And then after when I was very ill myself
一开始好像很有信心祷告
In the beginning at first I thought I was full of faith so I started to pray
但是后来啊发现越久啊病痛越严重
So after when illness dragged on for a long time and become very difficult
后来信心都失掉
And I almost lost my faith
一祷告一跪下去就想到说要找哪个医生啊
So then when I knelt down and prayed immediately I'll ask and see which doctor should I seek next
不过感谢主啦主耶稣怜悯
So I was very thankful at that time that
一方面祷告啦一方面读圣经
And then that when I was praying and I read the Bible
我就突然间就读到这一段圣经
So very coincidentally also I read this verse
虽然我病很重啊但是我知道神会留下我生命
Even though I was very seriously ill at the time I know I was convicted God,
因为神要我们来宣扬他的作为
Because he wants me to proclaim what he has done
那所以我到后来我有机会去神学院
So then later on in my life I was able to
主耶稣让我身体慢慢好起来
Go to study to be a preacher And the Lord allowed me to become better
我在台中教会做见证就引这一段圣经
And when I give my testimony in Taiwan I use these verses from Psalms
那这个讲完见证完下来的时候杨长老就告诉我
and after I gave testimony I remember Elder Yang came and asked me
说呢年轻的时候19岁左右也是一样
sorry he came and told me the same thing that he experienced the same experience when he was 19 years old
因为那个时候他病得很重啊他遗嘱都已经写好了
he was so ill at that time that he wrote his will
但是他就读到这一段圣经他知道神要让他活下来
And when he read the Psalms 118 he knew that God wants him to live on
所以他就坚决做神的工啊一直到80几岁
So he was very determined then on to serve the Lord until he was 80
所以这个圣经很宝贵，这是神对我们说话。
So this Bible is full of words that are very precious because it's a word spoken to us.
爱要让我们走上正路。
And these words want us to walk on this road.
让我们了解神的旨意。
So that we can understand this will.
有时候我们在困难当中啊，神借着他的话语来安慰我们，带领我们。
And during difficult times, that God uses word to guide us and comfort us.
所以我们要常常啊。读圣经，领受神的话。
So, important that we must often read the Bible and to receive this word.
可以在我们困难当中啊，得到安慰，得到力量。
That we can receive a lot of comfort during very difficult times.
那我们也要常常有属灵上的一些交通。
And also we must have spiritual fellowship.
啊，跟弟兄姊妹分享神的恩典。
To share the grace and blessing that God has. Given us with our brothers and sisters.
啊，然后借着我们领受的见证啊，帮助我们加添我们信心。
And through the testimony that we can strengthen our faith.
啊，然后凭着信心到神的面前祷告。
And based on the faith, we can pray to God.
我们会体验到很多神的恩典，我们跟神就更亲近。
And then we can experience many blessings from God, and we'll be all the more closer to God.
那我鼓励我们弟兄姊妹啊，多参加教会的一些训练。
And I always encourage some brothers and sisters to attend the church seminar.
啊，因为很多人在训练当中啊，体会神，看到神。
It is through many seminars and trainings that many of our brothers and sisters would come to experience.
啊，像学生联会啦，听人的神训班呢。
Just like the many theological classes for the youth and adult.
啊，因为这个祷告啊，就是去体会神。
And it's often through many long hours of prayer and study the words of God that we can experience.
真是一个相当好的一个机会。
And all these are very precious and good experiences.
啊，我们现在也有成人的神训班。
Right now we have also adult theological seminar.
去年11月在纽泽西那边开了。
And last year we started one in New Jersey.
啊，这次有80几个人参加。
And at that time there were about 80 some members that attended.
然后我们看到说啊，好多人有体验，有看异象。
So during that seminar, there are many attendees saw vision and experienced God.
啊，还有的重病得到神的医治。
And some people also has been cured by God from their very serious.
所以大家很喜乐啊，因为充满着神的恩。
So many people were very joyful because they had experienced the grace from.
有一个皇后教会的姐妹。
There was a sister from a church in Queens.
她来的时候，她用那个拐杖啊这样来走路。
I remember when she first.Came to the seminar, she was walking in.
啊，脸色不太好。
And she was in clutches, and she was very ill.
走路很吃力。
And she was making a lot of effort to.
但是我们看到说啊，她每次祷告的时候，她都很虔诚。
But we saw that whenever she prayed, she was always.
有时候没有办法好好的跪啊，整个人就趴在地上。
Sometimes she couldn't even kneel, she would just lie on the floor.
但是我们看到她一天一天的好起来，拐杖整个都丢掉了。
And we saw that how by faith she was healed day by day, and at the end.
本来脸色很苍白，后来变成很红润。
She even have doesn't need her clutches anymore.
所以她很高兴。
So in the beginning she doesn't look that good, but then.
有一个伯恩教会的姐妹。
Well, another sister from Baldwin Park Church.
啊，因为她有那个鼻癌。
She had a nasal cancer.
啊，医生跟她讲，刚刚开完刀了。
And she just had an operation.
啊，她一直想说啊，她一定要去参加这个神学训练。
And she kept telling the doctor that she wants to go and attend the theological seminar.
她身体很虚弱。
她是女的。
这女的。
She was very weak at that time.
啊，他一直祷告神说，求神呐、啊，让他有体力啊，能够承担。
And she prayed to God that she could have the strength to go and attend all the classes and the seminar.
所以坐飞机啊，下飞机以后就是坐轮椅。
So after when she got down from the plane, she was in a wheelchair.
啊，真的很虚弱。
She was indeed very weak when she was making her way to the church.
但是我觉得她的信心很强。
But when I saw her, I think that her faith was very strong.
她每一次祷告的时候，她就跪在那个讲台旁边一个阶梯。
And whenever she was praying, she will move to the front and pray close to the stairs.
有祷告常常都是一个小时的。
And the prayer is often very long, it's like about an hour.
她那个地方就变成她固定的位置。
And that spot where she could pray on the stairs was her permanent spot.
她本来是要坐轮椅。
At first she will have to.
后来变成要用 walker。
And then later on she went around in walker.
后来变成不用什么东西自己可以走路。
And then slowly she didn't even have to use the walker, she would able to come.
本来慢慢走，后来越走越快。
In the beginning she was walking very slow, but then at the end of seminar she was able to walk fast.
因为医生跟她讲说她要去化疗。
Because a doctor said to her that she needs to go for chemotherapy.
她说啊，我先去神训班回来再讲。
She said to the doctor that I need to go attend the seminar first, then I'll come back and receive the therapy.
那回去以后
，And after when she went back,
那个医生跟她检查。
The doctor had another diagnosis.
很奇怪，跟问她说：“你到哪里去
？”And then the doctor asked her, "Where did you go all this time?"
你吃什么药
？And asked her, "What medication did you take?"
然后问她说：“你是不是去祷告？”
And then he also asked her, "Did you pray?"
那个医生说：“我也是一个基督徒，你告诉我，你是不是去祷告
？”The doctor said to her that I'm also a Christian, and have you been praying all this time?
这个姐妹就哭出来。
So then the sister in tears.
她说：“没有错啦，我就是去祷告。
”It's true that all this time I have been praying.
那个医生跟她讲说：“你现在不必化疗了。
”The doctor then said to her that now you don't need any chemotherapy.
因为你那个癌症那个。都已经结疤了。
Because all the cells have dried up, the cancer cells have dried up.
啊，所以感谢主啦，这是神的大恩典呢。
So this is indeed one of the greatest blessing and grace that you.
所以有时候我们好像遇到一些困难。
So a lot of us when we face with problems.
有时候我们常常被困难把我们打倒。
Will often be overcome by the problem.
但是我们要求神帮助我们。那我们不只是听到他，我们看到他。
Rather, we must depend on God to help us overcome this problem. But
哦，那我们能够深知神的作为跟能力。
So then, God can show us His power and strength.
啊，那我们在困难当中也可以全心依靠神。
And that during difficulty, we can solely depend on God.
那我们就能够看到神的荣耀作为。
Then we can truly see the glory.Of God.
啊，我们要服侍神啊！有时候神就让我们这种操练的过程。
So when in a process of serving God, God would allow us to go through many training and tests.
我们不只是要风闻有神，而且要亲眼见神。
And not only we must hear God, we must seek to see God.
而且让我们能够真正的生活在神的恩典里面。
So then we can truly live in the blessings of God.
享受神的荣耀作为。
To enjoy the glory. And the works of God.
我们来唱诗520首。
Let's sing hymns 520.